G'day everyone, thanks for tuning into The Journey. I hope you're having a great weekend wherever you are right around the country. It's nearing the end of school holidays and no doubt there are a few people on the road today driving home after being on holes with the family and recharging the batteries. Well, good luck to you. Now here's a bloke whose life is just one big holiday.
Oh, you're right.
Dave Collins, how are you, champ?
I'm doing well. Where did you get that rumour from?
Well, you always seem so relaxed.
Yeah, true. Remember the good old days, Jude? 2 week holidays. You were looking forward to them and you thought they'd last forever.
Mate, I taught for 20 years and now I don't. And I know exactly what it's like not to be on 2 weeks holidays when everyone else is.
Yeah, anyway, to all those listeners who are tuned in on the road today, it goes without saying, take care. There's always extra traffic. We know about that. And then a little bit of tiredness creeps in as well when we're travelling home from the holiday. So take it easy. Remember, it's not that important to be home on time, especially when you're coming back from the holidays. Well, dude, I know you're looking forward to today's show.
I sure am, mate. It's going to be a great show. I've had a look at the lineup today and, well, I've had a sneak listen to some of the inputs as well. So everyone's in store for a great show. Now, Dave, I believe you've some news you want to pass on to all of our listeners. Some good news.
We have some great news. Grant Dodds, one of our friends here at The Journey, and his lovely wife, they've had a baby named Isaac, long awaited and long prayed for. So Sarah and Grant, wow, that is great news.
And baby Isaac has been much longed for, so keep praying for you guys. I know it's been a big journey for you and it's fantastic news. So from all of us on the journey, good luck and we hope everyone's going real well.
Yeah, a big congratulations to Grant and Sarah. Now, Jude, a big welcome once again to all of our new listeners around the country. Wow, this is great to hear, especially the new guys in Bendigo who've come on board with the show just in the past few weeks. It's great to have you part of the Journey family.
Yeah, wherever you are, if you're listening in your car via live streaming or if you're tuning in via podcast, it's great to have you listening in to this week's show. And make sure you tell people about the Journey. It's certainly growing in popularity and we love the fact that so many people right around the country are enjoying it. You're getting it from Sister Hilda with the Wisdom from the Abbey this week. Trish McCarthy joins us today. And I know we've got a great story from Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy, who's going to tell us what we're going to do when we're not feeling inspired.
First up, we're going to have our gospel reflection for this Sunday's gospel reading for the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And it's from Matthew chapter 13. And this week, our sound editor, Rachel, is giving some insights into the gospel reading for this Sunday.
That's it, mate. She's about to head off for a year of mission with the National Evangelization Team, NET, they call them, in Canada. They're all over the world. There's NET Australia, there's NET, they're all over the place. So she's heading off to share her faith with young people. We've asked her to step in this week and give us some thoughts on this week's gospel. Let's hear what she has to say.
Yeah, lucky young lady indeed. That'll be followed by a great song from Brooke Fraser, Shadow Feet. So let's get into it. Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
Here's this week's reflection on the gospel. Today's readings are from Isaiah and Matthew. A farmer is very careful during planting season. He selects the best seeds, chooses the most fertile land, and plants each crop in just the right location. He does all of this in the expectation of a good harvest. Yet, despite all his effort, he can't make the seeds grow. It's up to the seeds themselves. By contrast, it's our Heavenly Father who makes the seed of faith in our hearts grow and bear fruit. And he does it by pouring his word on us like a gentle rain shower. Today's first reading tells how fruitful God's word is. It never comes back to him empty. His words are promises filled with divine potential. Every day, our Father speaks words of life over us. He tells us about his hope-filled plans for us in Jeremiah. He tells us about his everlasting love for us. He tells us that he delights in us in Isaiah. And he tells us that we are blessed because we can see signs of his presence in the world. If we can accept these words, they will unleash grace in our lives that will make us into fruitful, attractive witnesses to our faith. Do you want to bear fruit for the Lord? Then take hold of God's word and never let it go. Every day, spend time with the scriptures. Let them speak to your heart. Let them form your mind. Let them guide your actions. Find God's presence through his word, and it will help you discover the grace that God has planted in you like a seed. Jesus is speaking his word to you all the time, right now, at this very moment. He wants to tell you something. Take the time to listen. Let our prayer today be, Father, open my eyes to see you. Open my ears to hear you. Open my heart to receive you. Come, Lord, and speak life to my soul. Faith, hope, love, and life. This is The Journey.
Walking, stumbling on these shadow feet toward home, a land that I've never seen. I am changing less and less asleep, made of different stuff than when I began, and I have sensed it all. Fast approaching is the day when the world is falling.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
There's a great Jewish story told about the crossing of the Red Sea. You know the real story well. The Israelites have been slaves in Egypt, and finally they are set free in the most dramatic of circumstances. In this story, the waters of the Red Sea part. And while that means the Israelites can get across safely, the receding waters mean the death and obliteration of the pursuing Egyptian army. The story goes that after the event, the Israelites were of course jubilant, dancing and singing to their heart's content, praising God. God, however, was sitting on a rock, looking into the sea and crying. The Israelites couldn't make it out and said to him, "Why are you so sad? Look, we've been saved. The Egyptians are all dead. We're free." God simply looked at them and replied quietly, "Yes, I know. but they were my children too. We don't often think about that, do we? The very people who give us grief, who wreck our days, who are rude to us, who lie to us, etc., etc., etc. Perhaps you can think of someone as I'm speaking. Those very people are God's children too. He cries over them too. Cries over their misguidedness, their sinfulness, over the anguish that have made them who they are. You and I very easily think in terms of goodies and baddies, and sometimes tend to see life only in those terms. Listen to any conversation you like and you'll hear it. But God, on the other hand, the God who would walk over hot coals for you, he has this incredible capacity to be on all our sides. Wouldn't it make a difference if you and I could be like that too? I suspect that if we even started thinking like that once a day, you'd notice a huge shift in absolutely everything around you.
You're listening to The Journey, and we just heard from Sister Hilda Scott with her wisdom from the Abbey. Always good to have Sister Hilda on the show, eh, Dave?
It is indeed. What a lovely lady. I've been lucky enough to meet her in person. She's very popular. She seems to have a heart and a voice that speaks to all people, Jude, no matter who they are.
Yep.
And this week's input, They're My Children Too, was very, very powerful.
Yeah,
indeed.
It was, mate. No doubt about that. If you're a Sister Hilda fan, like many of our listeners, don't forget that you can go back and listen to all of her stuff or any of our inputs by listening to podcasts to the show linked at radio.dow.org.au.
Coming up, Emma Fradd, an Aussie girl now making music over in Canada with one of her songs, Hacked Into the Flood.
After that, it'll be time to listen to Trish McCarthy. Love Trisha's Milk and Honey segment. Always practical advice for healthy, happy, gospel living. And this week, she's talking to us about peace.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're tuned to The Journey.
I'm done drinking the water that's drowning me. I'm done drinking the water that's drowning me. I'm done drinking the water that's drowning me. I'm climbing out of the well. I'm done drinking the water that's drowning me. I'm done drinking the water that's drowning me. I'm done drinking the water that's drowning me. I'm climbing out of the well. I'm hacked into this flood. I'm a dead weight. Climbing. I'm hacked into this flood. I'm a dead weight. Climbing. I'm hacked into this flood. I'm a dead weight.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full. And now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
One of the things that most inspires me is peace. In Jesus' words, he says, "My peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give." Now that is significant. A peace the world cannot give, which signifies that it is outside anything we would ordinarily experience. An inspiring and beautiful man was called home recently, and his family described the celebration of his life as a man at peace with himself and at peace with the world. It prompted me to ask the question, Am I living in such a way that I experience being at peace with myself and at peace with the world that God created? For me, this doesn't just relate to my spiritual journey, but overflows into my physical life as well. Can I say the foods I choose to consume bring peace and healing to my body? Or do they bring dis-ease? Do the physical activities I participate in bring peace, strength and movement to my body? Or do they bring dis-ease? Do the relationships I surround myself with and invest in create peace in my heart? Or do they contribute to dis-ease? Sit still long enough today and ask God to fill you with His peace, a peace the world cannot give. And in doing so, seek to transfer that peace into your everyday living. Switch off to advertising and consumerism and soak in the flavour of fresh berry or seasonal fruit. Get caught up in the flow of movement you participate in today. Gardening, dancing, walking, stretching, weightlifting, and be fully present. Be attentive to the conversation you have with a friend. Put your phone where you can't reach it and listen to their body language. Look into their eyes, be still in their presence, free from distractions, and offer your peaceful presence into their story.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
When life leaves you high and dry, I'll be at your door tonight. If you need help, if you need help, I'll shut down the city lights. I'll lie, cheat, I'll beg and bribe to make you well, to make you well. When enemies are at your door, I'll carry you away from more. If you need help, if you need help, your hope dangling by a string, I'll share in your suffering to make you well, to make you well. Give me reasons to believe that you would do the same for me, and I would do it for you. Baby, I'm not moving on. I'll love you long after you're gone. You're gone, gone, gone. When you fall like a statue, I'm gonna be there to catch you, put you on your feet, you on your feet. And if your well is empty, not a thing will prevent me. Tell me what you need, what do you need? I surrender honestly. I will do it for you.
For you.
Baby, I'm not moving on. I'll love you long after you're gone.
For you.
For you. You will never sleep alone. I'll love you long after you're gone. And long after you're gone, gone, gone. You're my backbone. You're my cornerstone. You're my crutch when my legs stop moving. You're my head start, you're my rugged heart. You're the pulse that I've always needed. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating. For you. Baby, I'm not moving on. I'll love you long after you're gone.
For you,
for you. You will never sleep alone. I'll love you long after you go. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. And long after you're gone, 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 I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
Welcome back to The Journey. I hope you're enjoying the show today. Wherever you are, right around the country, either live through your local Christian radio, online, or via podcast, You've just heard Gone, Gone, Gone by Philip Phillips.
Oh, that was a bit of a mouthful, Jude. You did it quite well.
Thanks, mate.
I want to give a big cheerio to our listeners down in the beautiful Albury Wodonga region and also Wagga. I know those areas really well, and they are lovely places.
Oh, you love it down there, don't you? You get down there a bit. It's good.
Yeah, I get down there for work and friends as well, and it's great to have them listening into the show. I hope you're all staying warm down there. I know it gets pretty cold this time of year, but I'm sure the log fires are being cranked up down there at the moment.
Best snow since 74 in the Snowies, they reckon, Dave. Oh, so I really? Hope they've got plenty of, yeah, 74, that's what they're saying. So I hope they've got plenty of winter woolies to rug up down there in those southern regions. Dave, I wanted to say a big cheerio to all of the scripture teachers who listen to the show, and there's plenty of them who do that. A few articles of late in the Sydney and Melbourne media, and some of them on TV as well, have been really having quite an unbalanced and quite critical shot at what these amazing volunteers do, you know. And they haven't told the truth of the contribution that these guys make to education systems right throughout the country. They're trained. They use really good curriculums. They're providing a choice for parents in our multi-faith, multicultural society for faith of their families that's really credible and a strength of public education. So thank you for all you do. I know that in New South Wales that scripture teachers see about 220,000 kids a week. I think there's about 8,000 kids going to ethics classes, and good on them. It's good that choice is available for parents too. But let's not underestimate the incredible contribution that these guys make to public education and to these lives of young kids who really value, and the parents who really value, having this formation in the faith of their family.
As a scripture teacher myself, hear, hear to that, Jude. Thanks very much for those kind comments.
No worries, mate. I know you're one of the thousands who share your faith with kids in scripture classes, so good on you.
Time for some music. Here's Phil Wickham with The Ascension. That will be followed by Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love with a reflection on boldness in our living.
Faith, hope, love and life. You're on the journey.
Something amazing, a moment when heaven touches earth. Here in our hearts, Lord, we are waiting for something that's far beyond what we have seen or heard. Let us start the ascension, let's begin the climb. Nothing can hold us back.